up on Encouragement Live, Medicare annual enrollment is filling the airwaves again, and Medicare can be confusing. In fact, what you don't know will hurt you. America's Medicare coach, Tony King, joins me with practical help on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of issues. And I'm delighted and honored tonight to have Tony King back with us. Tony is known as America's Medicare coach, and she has a great deal of insight from many years of experience in the field of Medicare. She writes columns, does podcasts, and does radio with me. Tony, great to have you back on the broadcast.
Well, it's good to be here, Don. We haven't done this in quite a while, and there's going to be some changes happening in 2025 that people need to be aware of, especially America needs to be aware of it. Don't you think?
I agree. In fact, you and I were talking about this before the program, and it just seems like for some reason the government has decided to make some wholesale changes in the field of Medicare this year. And in fact, you said some of this may be connected with the fact that this is an election year.
I don't think it has anything to do with the election year, because it takes Medicare a couple of years to make the change, okay?
Okay.
So it's not a political situation. It is actually happening, and it's going to happen January 1st. And what they've released already, and they released it on the 1st of October so that people can go on Medicare.gov and view their prescriptions and view their prescription drug plan. So if you're sitting out there and wondering what you need to do, you need to know how to use a computer and go online and look at what's happening with the prescription drug plan.
And if you can't use a computer yourself, you can call in tonight with your questions for Tony, 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. We will take as many calls as we can tonight with the questions that you have about Medicare. And this is the annual enrollment period, and it's the time when a lot of people will need to sign up for Medicare. Tony, what particular categories of people will need to sign up at this point?
The October 15th through December 7th has to do with is when you need to make a change to your Medicare. Maybe you've gone a Medicare Advantage plan and you want to change to another Medicare Advantage plan because you see changes, or you need to change your prescription drug plan. If you're getting on Medicare for the first time, this has nothing to do with you.
Okay?
So don't get caught up in all of the advertising. You know, what people need to realize is the call centers are not just here in the U.S.
Yeah.
They're coming from all around the world that are calling you to take time for you to sit down, listen to what they have to say over the phone so that they can help you change your Medicare. And sometimes you make the wrong decision. You're talking to somebody that you don't know. You need to have a family member or friend there to hear what they have to say, because it's very, very, very serious.
Let me mention, if you are confused about Medicare, you can visit Tony's website, TonySays.com. That's TonySays.com. You can find out specific things from Tony or her staff, or you can call their Medicare hotline. We'll give you that number a bit later. Call us tonight if you have a question for Tony on the air, 855-586-LIFE.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, teach truth, love well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based shows for the entire family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses, such as Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to a community and join others on their spiritual journey.
Crossflix partners with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support American and Israeli veterans and families suffering from trauma.
Crossflix, educate, entertain, and inspire.
Tonight on Encouragement Live, America's Medicare coach Tony King is with me. Her website, TonySays.com. That's TonySays. And Tony, we like to say it's TONI and not TONY because you're a gal and not a guy.
A girl and not a boy. That's right.
Absolutely. And so, folks, Tony has a lot of years and experience in dealing with changes. Tony, you really have indicated to me that the changes that are being proposed for Medicare for 2025, are especially in this area of prescription drugs, are really monumental compared to what they have been in the past. And one of those is they're changing something about the infamous donut hole.
They're getting rid of the donut hole, and they've already got rid of what's called catastrophic coverage. But even though they got rid of the donut hole, you still need to make sure that all of your prescriptions are on your plan. I am seeing the premiums of Medicare Part D plans going from like $9.80. We have one in Houston that's $9.80. It's going up to over $44. Some of them are $23 and going up to over $60. So you need to get in the game. You need to go online, look at what your prescriptions are, and see which plan best meets your needs. Because this year, when 2025 hits, once the true cost of your drugs hits to over $2,000, then you don't pay anything else. It goes for zero. But you've got to know how that works, and you've got to know when it's going to happen, what's going to happen. It's very, very, very serious. I've never seen a change come like this towards Medicare.
Tony, why do they make these kinds of changes? What's behind the scenes on that?
If I knew, I'd be a multi-millionaire. Huh. I have no idea. I don't know how they can make the changes. Let's just say your prescription, let's say you do Humira and your prescription is $6,000 a month, which is what Humira generally is. You're going to go into where you've maxed out your prescription drug plan and you pay $2,000, and then the government is going to pick up the rest of it. There's no telling how much money that could be. So I can't give that answer. I don't know who can give that answer.
We need help on this, and I know Tony and her staff are available at TonySays.com, TonySays.com. And it may be some of you want to write this phone number down. You can reach out to Tony and maybe set up a time to talk with her, a member of her team, at 832-519-8664. Again, that's 832-519-8664. We have a lot to explore on the subject of Medicare, and especially as it relates to your coverage for your medicines. Most of us these days, especially if we're in the category where we're eligible and age appropriate for Medicare, we have a lot of prescriptions. So if you have a call, a question, give us a call, 855-586-4444. 855-486-5433, 855-586-5433. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
Crossflix has partnered with the Seal Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join CrossFlix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
CrossFlix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Toni King is on Encouragement Live tonight, and we're taking your phone calls at 855-586-LIFE, 855-586-5433. And Toni, you do have a number of resources available on your website. One of those is the Medicare Survival Guide Advanced Edition. Another one is The Maze of Medicare, the book you and I wrote together that talks about the fact that people are worried and fearful and discouraged about Medicare. And people need God's help. People need prayer for wisdom in this, right?
Oh, they need all the prayer they can get. One thing we need to discuss, Don, is how Part D, what the costs are, like the deductibles and everything, because you still have a deductible for Part D. And we need to let everybody know what they have to spend. And if your prescription is not in the plan that you have right now, it may be different for next year. It may not be in that plan. You will pay 100% out of your pocket for it.
That 100% out of pocket is incredibly expensive and painful. And you were talking about some of the cancer drugs to me off the air, and the fact that they're just incredible sums of money that people are having to spend. And you can avoid that if you make sure that every one of your medications is in the plan. And I think another thing that's important in that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you need to make sure every one of your physicians is in your plan.
But if you're talking about prescription drugs and all you have is a Medicare Part D plan, that is just prescriptions. Your Medicare Advantage plans have prescription drugs and your doctor. That's where you're, that's what you're discussing on that. That's a whole different, doctors are a whole different subject. You better make sure that your prescriptions are on your plan. You have from October 15th through December 7th. Change your plan. Let's say in January or February, you go to order your prescription and you're on Humira, or you're on something that's extremely expensive, Eliquis or Novolog or Humulin, whatever your prescription is, and it's not in the plan that you had 2024, you didn't go and make that change. You will pay 100% out of your pocket. And there are no do-overs after December the 7th.
December the 7th. Yeah. You need to mark your calendar on that. You need to do your research now. Tony, how do you go about researching that Part D deductible? Give us some guidelines there.
You go online, you go on Medicare.gov, and you either have an account or you open yourself up an account, and it'll show what your prescription drug plan is, what current plan you have. And then you look at what's going to happen for 2025, and that's where you start comparing. That's where you start looking at it. And don't always go with what's the cheapest plan. I was helping my cousin today whose husband is taking Eliquis. The Eliquis is like $500 or $600. Mm. She's trying to find out what's going to be the best plan for that next year because right now it's not covered under her current plan. She's having to pay 100% out of her pocket. It's a game. The whole thing is a game, but if you don't know how to play the game, then you're going to be the loser.
We're here to help you tonight, 855-586-5433. Tony, calls are pouring in. Our first call comes from Mark, listening in Virginia over AFR. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Well, I really appreciate what you all do. This is a great service to have someone that can answer these questions because she's absolutely right. It's confusing, and they constantly change the rules on you, so you never know. But my question is, I am self-employed, and my wife is still employed, and we are currently covered under her health insurance plan. But next year in March, I will turn 65. So by the virtue of just me turning 65, do I have to go on Medicare or can I stay on her plan?
What you need to do, Mark, to be really honest, number one, I've got my book, Medicare Survival Guide, and it explains all the different rules. Your wife needs to talk to her HR manager because she may be with a small company and maybe it might be best for you to get on Medicare. She may be working for a large company. I don't know unless I'm looking at those specifics.
Right, okay.
And I'm not trying to just sell a book, okay? It's not about selling the book. You've got to know what your situation is. So if your wife is working for a company that only has 20 employees or less, then it might be best for you to go on Medicare and maybe get a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan. If she works for a large company, I worked with a lady this week that worked for UPS. They have wonderful insurance. So she's retiring at 65. It all depends. You're self-employed. There's a whole game to that.
You do not have to go on Medicare just simply of your age.
That's right. I would have to know the specifics for your wife that's working, the kind of company it is. What people don't understand is Medicare is based, your Part B and your Part D IRMA premiums are based on your income. So if you're a high income earner, you could have to pay more. So there's more to this game than just enrolling in Medicare. You've got to know the specifics, and you're going to start getting phone calls like crazy. I don't know how they find you. I'm probably getting them already.
Yep, they've started.
Okay.
And Tony, Mark mentioned that his wife works for the state of Virginia.
Then he needs to talk to the HR. If she's working for the state of Virginia, I don't want to say you probably don't have to enroll in Medicare. I have to be in compliance.
Of course.
It's best to talk to your human resources. If she works for the state of Virginia, then you have a blessing, say a prayer, turn this over to God, and the right answer will come out.
In fact, we want to pray with you right now, Mark, and
I
appreciate your call. Lord, give Mark and his wife wisdom, and especially him as he considers whether he should enroll in Medicare when he turns 65 next year. Lord, thank you that his wife does have a solid job there with the state of Virginia. We pray that you would give them guidance and wisdom, and thank you that Tony is making her wisdom available tonight for people. And we pray for Mark and his wife and ask your blessing and provision in Jesus' name. Amen.
Don, one thing I need to let Mark know is that I have had Texas congressmen call me. Who would ever think a congressman would call me because his wife was once a teacher? And he wanted to know what did they need to do. He's a congressman in our area. I'm like, you've got the best insurance there is. Come on.
But good advice is very important. In fact, Mark, let me just mention this phone number to you. You might want to jot this down. This is the number to reach out to Tony's office. It's 832-519-8664. And her books are available on the website at TonySays.com. Mark, thank you for calling us tonight. Great to hear from you.
Thank you all for what you do.
God bless. Bye-bye. 855-586-LIFE. And Macy is listening in Tennessee tonight. Go ahead, Macy. You're on with Tony.
It's Mary.
Mary. Okay. I'm having trouble reading some handwriting here tonight. So, but go right ahead. My apologies for getting the name wrong.
Not a problem. I have a challenging time with reading handwriting sometimes, too. My question is, how do you decide or find, I should say, insurance providers that may be applicable?
As far as a Part D plan, as far as finding a prescription drug plan?
My husband and I were just looking for, like, the basics. I guess I'm almost thinking like a health plan, I guess it would be maybe.
What I would do, if I'm a new person getting on Medicare, I would sit down and talk to the doctor, to my doctor, or talk to the doctor's office manager and find out what plan best fits your needs. You may be someone who's sick, you know, maybe you've got a serious health issue and it may be best to be with Original Medicare with a Medicare supplement. Maybe you're thinking about going with an Advantage plan. You sit down with your doctor and you make sure that they are in that network. It's a whole different ballgame. Tonight, we're focusing mainly on the prescription drugs because that is the biggest change for next year. And everyone needs to make sure that their prescriptions are in that Part D plan or they will pay 100% of that out of their pocket. So call us, Mary, or go online and look at my books, or I've got plenty of articles to help you.
Mary,
don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. No question about that. Mary, did you get that phone number down? Let me give it to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, it's 832-519-8664. And you can call and schedule time to talk with Tony and are a member of her team. You can also go to the website Tony Says, TONISAYS.com. Tony, the scripture that comes to mind here is James 1:5. It says, if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And I believe that certainly prayer, but there are also a couple of passages in Proverbs that talk about seeking wise counsel. And I think it's highly beneficial when, as Mary said, she's just now, she and her husband, trying to figure out how to navigate this. They need that help. Mary, let me pray for you. Lord, we pray for Mary. We ask you to give her wisdom and direction, her husband as well. Lord, they're moving into some uncharted waters as they navigate Medicare. So, Lord, give them wisdom. Thank you that Tony is making resources and wisdom available. And we pray, Lord, that you would just guide in that process and be with Mary and her husband and grant them health and strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And everyone needs to pray for Medicare, and we need to pray for Washington because they need all the help they can get.
It's a great point. Well, to pray for the people involved in Medicare. Mary, thank you for your call tonight. Great to hear from you. God bless you. 855-586-5433. We just freed up a line if you'd like to call in with a question, especially about prescription drugs, to Tony Says. To Tony.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years, And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com. /opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Tonight's edition of Encouragement Live is an encore presentation. Please do not call.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
That number again, 855-586-5433. Tony King, questions tonight, especially about the issues related to Medicare and those prescription drugs. Bonnie is listening in Mississippi tonight. Bonnie, go ahead. You're on the air with Tony.
I guess I had two main points. I used to work for Medicare for like 4 years, and I just wanted people to be aware of really two main things. You know, there's a penalty for not signing up for the prescription drug plan. And if you find yourself in that area, you know, where you have that huge penalty, there are other programs like GoodRx, the manufacturer's discount for some medications, and the state assistant program. And if you call in at 1-800-MEDICARE, the people there will be happy to direct you to some of those assistant programs if it's available for you. And I had the other point here was that people need to understand that when you're getting those calls over the phone, more than likely, they're not from Medicare. As a matter of fact, I guarantee you they're probably not from Medicare. So you need to make sure you call us rather than just picking up the phone, because you never know the difference between a broker and a scammer. And we don't get commission, so our interest is not the money. Our interest is in helping you save money.
You know, Tony, I don't know that we've ever gotten a call from somebody working with Medicare. Isn't that amazing?
What was her name?
Again? Her name is Bonnie. She lives in Mississippi, and she works for Medicare. And that's amazing that we're doing the program on Medicare. Yeah. And, you're working with Medicare and sharing biblical and Christian perspectives. And here we have somebody from Medicare, and I think that's so neat.
I would appreciate it if Bonnie would either call or send me an email at info@tonisays.com, because everything she's saying is accurate. People need to make sure they get their prescription drug plans taken care of. They need to make sure if you don't get in the game and you don't do it the right way, you can use GoodRx, you can use Single Care. Amazon has a pharmacy that you can use. But if you do not sign up for a Part D plan at the right time, you will get a penalty, and it goes all the way back to the day that your Part A started. And let me tell you something, there are no do-overs with Medicare. They don't say, oh, I'm sorry, let's give you another try. You only get one try. And you've got to make sure you're doing it the right way. And you want to make sure that everything's done properly. Medicare does not enroll you in Medicare. Social Security does all the enrolling. But Medicare can answer your questions. And they are the kindest, nicest people you will ever meet.
And Bonnie, you sound like one of those kindest, nicest people. And I want to encourage you to give Tony a call. I have a feeling the two of you could share some mutual encouragement and maybe some Medicare war stories together.
Yes, and what's a good number to give her a call at?
Yes, let me give you that number. It is 832-519-8664. That's the number for her office, and she may get back with, may need to get back with you, but that would be a great number to connect with her. And Bonnie, I'm just delighted that you called in tonight.
Let me say one thing before we get off with Bonnie. She is correct. Medicare and Social Security and even the IRS will not call you. They will send you a letter and ask you to call them. The calls are coming from scammers all over the place. Since December, there have been 2.9 billion people that have been scammed worldwide. You've got to be careful. You can always hang the phone up.
Yes.
Don't give people your information. Being nice, it doesn't help anything, does it, Bonnie?
No. Yeah, it could make things a lot worse for you.
Yeah, and we want to encourage you. One of the reasons we're doing this program is we want to alert people to the hazards, to the dangers, either of incurring those penalties that can cost you a huge amount of money or falling prey to scammers. And so, Bonnie, you have that number down. I want to pray for you at this time, if I could, okay?
Thank you.
And Tony, you mentioned we ought to pray for all of those in Medicare, and so we'll do that. Lord, thank you for Bonnie, that she called us tonight and shared with us, and from her heart and also from her experience with working with Medicare. Lord, we do pray that you would bless her in that and bless the others who are involved during this very busy time of the year. Lord, thank you for the fact that there are Christians working in that and doing their due diligence. And Lord, I pray that you would guide Bonnie in her work. And for Tony, Lord, I pray for her that you would grant her wisdom and wisdom for her team as they reach out to people and accept phone calls and emails and provide resources and through the website and all of those things. And we'll thank you and praise you because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good to hear from you, Bonnie. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
One thing your listeners need to know, I had a gentleman that reached out to me from Houston who worked in Clear Lake for NASA and put Neil Armstrong on the moon, and he could navigate Medicare.
Wow.
So, you know, if it's hard for you, just think if it's hard for a rocket scientist that can put a man on the moon. This is not made simple. And why they make it so confusing, I have no idea.
And it is confusing, but I would encourage you folks, info@TonySays.com. You can email Tony. You can schedule an appointment to talk with her. And by the way, you can check her website. Tony will sometimes do those, what do you call those things, Tony? It's
we have a Zoom meeting.
Throughout.
If you're in Mississippi or you're somewhere else and I'm doing one in Houston, you can they're live and we will record them and keep playing them throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
Medicare doesn't change, guys.
Right. Yeah. And those can be, you can find out when they are by going to that website, TONISAYS.com. Johnny is listening in Texas tonight. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My question is I'm 64, I'm a registered nurse, and I'm going to continue to work for as long as I can, but I'm under the impression at age 65, I am to enroll in one of the parts of Medicare.
It just depends, Johnny, what your situation is. If you're someone that has an HSA, let's say, and you're funding your HSA and you're still working, you don't want to enroll in Medicare because then you have to quit funding it. But if you're working, let's say you're working for Memorial Hermann, or maybe you're working for MD Anderson or whoever, and you have true company insurance, then you can enroll in Part A of Medicare. It just depends. What part of Texas are you from?
Corpus Christi, south of Texas.
Okay.
Right.
Well, just email me if you want to set up a consultation. I charge a consultation fee. It's not a whole bunch. And we can work it out, or you can go online, and I've got the Medicare Survival Guide. I've got various articles. But if you're working full-time with a large company, you want to make sure you're getting things done the right way.
And, Johnny, there's no better time than now. The email address is info@tonysays.com. That's TONISAYS.com.
What's your birth month?
May.
Right now is not a good time for you to do this. You've got 90 days prior to May. That's April,
right.
March, February. You can contact me after open enrollment, and then we can discuss.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got that 90-day window. But if you're working for a large company, there's things that you need to know. There's things that you need to be aware of what you need to do to get on Medicare at a later date.
But, Johnny, I would encourage you, put this on your calendar. I think Tony's right. It'd be better for you to reach out to her probably in January or February, February at the very latest, because you want to be in that window of 90 days beforehand when you get pull the trigger on whether you do this or don't do that. So let us pray for you as well. Heavenly Father, thank you for Johnny. Appreciate his call, Lord. Lord, guide him as he seeks whether he should enroll in Medicare at his birthday when he turns 65, or whether he should remain doing what he's doing. Thank you that we can trust you for the wisdom that we need, and we thank you for people like Tony who provide the wisdom and insight. And Lord, we just pray your blessing on Johnny and ask you to guide him in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 And I need to let Johnny know that I'm in Sugar Land. I'm in the Houston area. And I'm from Texas. I'm a Texan, and I bleed red, white, and blue. Okay?
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you. Good to hear from you tonight. Well, we're appreciative of American Family Radio and all the stations around the country that are carrying us, and others as well, Life-Changing Radio, WRJZ, WPEO, also Briarwood Radio in Birmingham. The number is 855-586-5433. If you have a question for Tony King tonight, as we are talking particularly about Medicare Part D, Tony, it might be, you know, in radio, you have people that dial in and out, and you sometimes have people that maybe haven't heard you before. But give us the Reader's Digest version of part of the alphabet soup of radio, A, B, C, and all of
them. The alphabet soup of how I got started. I got started because someone called Social Security, got the wrong information, it cost him over $10,000. And I knew what the answer was. And that's how I wrote my first book. I'm an insurance agent. I know how insurance goes. But this is more important than insurance. And I don't care whether you're in Texas, California, New York, Florida, poor North Carolina. We should say a prayer for North Carolina.
Yep.
The rules are the same.
And we'll be right back on Encouragement Live.
We are at a time when our society is falling apart, and we must cling to the cross of Christ. The Witness webcast is a production of Crucible of Faith Ministries, and here you will find sound teaching and expert commentary that will anchor you on the finished work of Christ at Calvary. Visit us today at www.crucibleoffaith.ca and find the answers you will need for such a time as ours today. That's www.crucibleoffaith.ca.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, teach truth, love well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based shows for the entire family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses, such as Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to a community and join others on their spiritual journey.
Crossflix partners with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support American and Israeli veterans and families suffering from trauma.
Crossflix, educate, entertain, and inspire.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Very timely program tonight on Medicare and particularly prescription drug coverage under Medicare Part D. And Toni King is with me. She is America's Medicare coach. And our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. 855-586-5433. Toni, the deadlines on changing your Part D. Let's suppose that you, as you begin to research this thing, and you determine that maybe you need to make a change in your Part D coverage, you can't wait till the end of the year to do that. You have a deadline in early December, correct?
It's from October the 15th. Is when they open it up, and it ends at midnight on December the 7th. That's it.
Yeah.
If you are someone who is, you know, got a Part D plan, or maybe you want to change a Medicare Advantage plan, or you never enrolled in a Part D, you never enrolled in a prescription drug plan. But if you're someone that's new to Medicare, maybe your Medicare starts in January or whenever, this has nothing to do with you. This is for people that are on Medicare and need to make changes. But you got to realize that the call centers from all over the world are calling because you are a walking dollar sign.
Hmm. 2.9 billion have been scammed. That's a frightening number, Toni.
That's terrible. Our Social Security number is sacred. It's sacred to us, so you need to make sure that you protect yourself. If you've got someone that's calling you for a telephone call to talk to you about your Medicare, you have someone there to hear what they're saying. Record them if you don't feel comfortable. You just got to realize how serious things are. And it's only going to get more serious. Since we've got the election going, there's going to be so much confusion going on. You just got to be careful. That's it.
It's a critical decision to make. And again, one of the things that we talk about in the book, The Maze of Medicare, is the fact that worry and fear can really plague people.
Yeah, worry and fear. And don't worry about hanging the phone up.
Yeah.
If you don't trust somebody, hang the phone up.
Yeah, you can be polite in hanging up, but you can say, and I've probably done that five times in the last week, Tony.
I just had a scammer call me today, and I just clicked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not buying a new roof.
No.
Okay? That's not my thing that I need right now. So I don't know how they get my phone number. Text messages that are coming this way.
Yeah.
Be careful. Scammers know how to get us.
They will get you, and friend, we don't want that to happen to any of you. 855-586-5433. Donna is listening tonight in Mississippi. Go ahead, Donna. You're on the air with Tony.
Hello. I just wanted to share an experience for the state of Mississippi people. I don't know if it's different in other states, but I was a home health physical therapist for 25 years. And saw repeatedly patients who needed care. There was one particular patient I had that was paralyzed from a recurring illness, and she would get better, but if it reoccurred, she would need therapy again. And she was such a complicated medical patient that this particular Advantage program had her a case manager that also came to her house to check on her. And after a hospitalization, they denied any additional therapy for her. So this lady couldn't even get herself to a bedside commode beside the bed, which was doing and walking some before that last exacerbation.
Yeah.
And even with the nurse that worked for their company telling them that she still needed therapy, she was denied services. And I've repeatedly seen very limited options for people who have strokes, brain bleeds, any kind of really debilitating thing where they need to go to rehab facilities. And I had another patient who was a quadriplegic, and she changed to one of those because they kept calling her, telling her they would give her help every day at home, which is what she needed. And it was a lie. I stayed on the phone with that company for an hour and a half at that patient's house trying to advocate for her. And they would not give her the services. And it is advertised on the television, oh, you can get a free ride to the doctor. You can get help every day in your home. They say all of these things. And they're all lies.
And, Tony, that's exactly what we've been talking about to some degree. People making all kinds of wild promises that do not come true.
You're going to make a change. Let's just say you've got a Medicare supplement. With original Medicare, with the Medicare supplement, the premium is rising. And you're finding out about an Advantage plan and you want to make a change. You need to, number one, talk to your doctor. Number two, you need to have your kids and let them know what's going on. And before you make that change, you better make sure you know what's going on. Because let me tell you, there's nothing any better than original Medicare with a Medicare supplement where you and your doctor are in control of your health care. That's what's most important. I just had my mother who was in hospice. I can't tell you how hospice was such a blessing for us.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to get in the game and you got to learn how this Medicare works. And I think the lady from Mississippi will agree with me on this. There are no do-overs.
Yeah.
You've got to make sure that you're doing what's best for you. If you can't afford your Medicare supplement anymore, talk to your kids. Because your kids can't afford to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for your health care.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say, ma'am?
Yes, that's exactly what I have happen frequently, that the parent has changed to one of these Advantage programs because they believe the lies. Then they end up in the hospital with a catastrophic illness or injury, and then that's when the children find out what has happened, and then they have no very, very limited options to take care of their parents at that point. And they have no idea how to navigate through that. It is horrific.
Your Medicare Advantage plan has not done you properly. You call Medicare and you write a complaint. That's where the stars come from. Nobody wants a complaint. Let me tell you something. You got to get in the game. There are no do-overs.
Yeah, point is well taken. Donna, I want to pray for you. I'm really thankful to hear the kind of care that you have provided for people. Lord, thank you for Donna. Thank you for her willingness to reach out and advocate for these people that she's worked with and the home health care that she's provided. And Lord, I'm praying tonight that people will pay heed and listen to the advice that Tony is giving and would respond, Lord, appropriately and get the help that they need and would investigate this and take the time, especially during this time of the annual enrollment period when it's possible to make changes if changes need to be made, and give wisdom and courage and grace and all of that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. If they would like to call me or email me, we can, discuss this on the podcast. I will have a new YouTube channel come up starting January in regards to all the changes that are happening with Medicare. I'm just seeing that things are not going to be good for America. Yeah.
Well, Tony, you have provided resources in so many different ways. I mean, you've been writing articles, in the Houston Chronicle for many years. You have
it's
a podcast.
Nationwide.
Yeah.
Just got endorsed by the L.A. Fire Departments Association. They're going to put their articles in their association newsletter. If you guys have a newsletter for an association or your city or whatever, you can run our article. Call me and I can send it. It's not a sales pitch. It is literally going to help people understand what they need to do. Yeah. So they don't make a mistake.
And Tony, I have copies of your articles here. In fact, you just emailed me a couple of them the other day, and they are just that. You're exactly right. They are case studies. They're not sales pitches. This is not like Joe Namath or somebody on the television saying, you need to sign up for my program and you'll get this and that and the other. You're basically, and you've been telling people for years the horror stories that if you don't do it right the first time, what you don't know about Medicare will hurt you. That's a very appropriate motto, I believe.
Not for today, but for the rest of your Medicare life. Your penalty lasts until you're no longer on Medicare or you pass away.
And
that's
let me give, and the time that we have left, all of this information, we'll probably not be able to get any more calls in right now. We may hold one call, Tony, till we're off the air. But what I want to do is make sure people have this number for you if they want to reach out to you. It's 832-519-8664. And you can also email Tony at info@TonySays.com. That's info@TonySays.com. Tony, it is always a joy to have you on the program. I appreciate so much the heart that you put into this, as well as the wisdom God has given you. And I want to encourage our listening family to pray for Tony King and the great work that you are doing to help people with Medicare, especially during this time of traumatic change.
I appreciate it, Don, and thank you. And people need to know I'm T-O-N-I.
Yes.
Tony with an I and not a Y, because I'm a girl, right?
And not a guy. Absolutely.
That's right.
That's T-O-N-I. Says
is says.com.
So keep that in mind. TONISAYS.com. info@TonySays.com and 832-519-8664. Tony, thank you so much. Stay on the line if you will.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah. It's a joy to have you on. God bless. Friend, thank you tonight for joining us for Encouragement Live.